Hello everyone, this is Nard. This week we have a Bear Podcast flashback episode. Ray and I are taking a break and we will be back next week. Before we go on with the show, I would like to remind you guys that you can send us some holiday cards if you want. You can send it to Bear Podcast, P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. So in this flashback episode, we feature episode 430. It was me, Dave, and Ray on the couch, just talking about gay Olympians and dick snakes. So here's episode 430.
Bear Podcast 430.
Sorry. Oh my God! Oh my God! It's 430! It's 430!
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
Oh, I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white.
Matt, bear problem.
Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I'm Nard.
And Ray, I am.
And I am Dave. You really almost messed me up big time. I was like, and Dave. Yeah.
He always messes it up.
Yeah. On purpose.
Yeah. Welcome to episode 430, and we're recording this on...
I need elbow room.
August 6th still, right?
Do you remember,
what kind of notes is this?
Do you guys remember that Saturday morning cartoon on... it was, you know, the I'm Just a Bill and all those things?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember elbow room?
Okay.
Elbow room. Get me some elbow room.
And they're talking about
it was like the same
that?
One, yeah.
The expansion of the United
and they're
States.
Like elbowing each other. That's how I feel like.
Oh. Well, because right now we're not doing it by the regular way because we're not ready for pictures. We didn't have pictures this week, so I haven't. I still have P-Town pictures, which I haven't posted online
we'll
yet.
We'll post
so.
The P-Town pictures at next year's P-Town.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah.
Next time I'll post. I mean, the next show because I'll be busy. Like
I think the podcast listeners want to see me in a singlet. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we'll post I need to go look
I think
it.
We did that before.
If you go to Devin's Flicker page and find all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Devorama.
I think on Devorama you can actually see the gummy bear experiment.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, the gummy bear
butt.
If you
go to the Flicker Devorama, you can see gummy bear butt. Mm-hmm. Hi, gummy bear butt. gummy bear butt's visiting
gummy
next
bear
week.
Butt.
Oh, he's coming to town?
He's coming to town next week.
Oh, and I want
well,
to...
Well, I was
oh,
saying,
no.
If you going to talk about this now?
If you notice...
I opened a can of worms.
When on your stuff, I refer to him as Betty White.
Betty White?
Betty White.
Yes, I noticed that.
So let me explain first what's going on here right now.
Because we totally just...
Because right now... we're still wearing the same clothes. we're breaking the fourth wall.
You
we're recording this again.
You guys didn't just run in the other room, change shirts real quick, and come back? Like,
nothing like that.
Man.
We're pre-recording this because, like I said, the producer of the show is going to be out of town next week. So we had to make another show. And Dave was... he's in town. He just flew in. So
boy, is his arms tarred.
I know. That's a great joke.
He just came from. Are your arms?
I just flew in from Pennsylvania. I was visiting my folks and my sister and a bunch of my kids and her kids were all running around crazy.
Oh, nice.
That was fun.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
Good. So you got your own party. What else did you do? Did you guys watch a movie there or something?
No? We watched Indiana Jones for the first time, The Raiders of the Lost Ark. My kids saw that. I got a really funny picture. They're all dressed up like Indiana Jones too. It was really funny.
They
had whips and the hat and everything.
Wow.
They had the whole shebang. But the best part was we went to the YMCA and went to the ready. We went there to the pool. They have like this crazy outdoor pool with water slides and all kinds of crap.
Water sports
and hot daddies. They're a bunch of
that is my view of YMCA also.
Oh wow, it was
here in Houston. Actually, I went to and yeah, there are some. for some reason, this big bear guy was drying his hair, you know, blow dried and everything, and he's got
You're in the gym.
I was in the gym.
Oh, in the locker room.
Yeah, in the locker room. And then, you know, by the sink, and he was drying his hair, and he's got a hard on.
He had a hard on?
Yeah, I know. What's going on here?
Maynard, maybe you did it for him.
I didn't know. I was just working out.
I didn't see
Maybe you should have looked over and said, can I help you with that?
Even.
I didn't see. You were a Sharam.
Yeah, we were hanging.
Y'all should ask him, hey, can we help you with that?
Yeah.
Were you in the gay YMCA downtown?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, yeah, that's why. That makes sense now. No, I didn't see. I saw a couple naked people, but none of them were people I would care about. By the way, I was just thinking about this the other day while watching the podcast, and I'm like, okay, Maynard's a cub, you know, or chaser that's into bears, and Ray is a bear that's into chasers.
You're
but
in the middle.
I'm the guy that's the bear for bears.
That's right.
That comes on the show. So you need my expertise once in a while.
Once in a while.
So that's
a
why
bear for
on.
Bear
I come
perspective.
On once in a while, give the bear for bear perspective.
And then when we have the chaser show, the chaser show is always chasers for bears. We don't have any sticky rice here. It's either potato queens and rice queens or what do you call, you know, two bears. Two bears being together.
Call that normal.
Normal. That's normal. What is? What is saying?
I'm saying.
Give
I'm
me
normal,
that mic. Yeah. So actually, okay, just a few rewind since we're just recording here on the same day. It was in our perspective. We had a party yesterday, which Dave here.
Didn't get to come to because he was out of town.
Yeah, he was out of town.
Darn.
Yeah, we were at the Julio's. No, not Julio's. No. We were at Gene. Gene.
Hey, Gene.
We're at Gene's house, and we were doing a surprise birthday party for Julio.
Uh-huh.
An hour later, after he was supposed to be there, we finally got his roommate came home and went and said, well, he's asleep. Well, wake him up.
Yeah.
So he woke up, and I said, Julio, where are you? You're supposed to come have dinner with us tonight. Well, you never confirmed. I said, it's 6 o'clock on Sunday. Okay. And I said in the text, she said, yeah, that's fine. So that sounds confirming to me. So anyway, he was asleep all afternoon. So we had a bunch of people standing around the house waiting on him to get there.
I think we've had too many surprise birthday parties is the problem. Because we almost didn't get him to his own bachelor party either. Because he almost made separate plans, remember? So maybe that's what the issue is.
Yeah.
Surprise parties rarely work. So.
Sorry, I'm being distracted by the
especially in the especially
doing a podcast.
Especially
go.
I'm sorry.
Especially in the age of Facebooking, podcasting, and texting.
Yeah.
Because somebody almost gave it away the other day because Martin texted some Chinese dude doing some weird dance thing on a video, and he copied in me, you, Julio, and Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne responded, oh, are we supposed to be doing that kind of dance Sunday? And I was like,
Oh, God.
And I was instant messaging Wayne after he replied that on the text. And I said, by the way, did you realize you just gave the party away on Sunday? So he come back and tried to recover, but I was like, too late.
Fail.
So when you look, people send you texts, make sure they're not in a group text. And it's not. And you're not talking about stuff you're not supposed to be. So.
I was going to make fun of Wayne, but then I was like, oh, shit, I do that all the fucking time.
But anyway, once he showed up, he was all sleepy and grumpy. He was a big old grumpy bear. But
what is wait, is that any different than normal?
Well,
come on.
If you wake up a bear, you're always grumpy. Always grumpy.
But, you know, he's like, you could have just taken me out to dinner and we'd been done with this.
Yeah.
I said, Julio.
That's no fun.
But I'm like, Julio, your friends love you. They want to do stuff for you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate.
Grin and bear it. Yeah.
Don't hate. Appreciate.
Yeah. Ooh.
Nice.
Go rapping now, right? Okay. Also, August 1st was a big day for some bears from California. They actually released their film. Which bear film it is?
Where the Bears Are.
Where the Bears Are.
Is it a film or a TV show? What are we calling this thing?
It's webisodes.
It's a webisode. Webisodes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
they've been filming there.
Kind of like Sanctuary used to do when they first started off.
Yeah, I just realized my belly is a perfect like resting spot for this.
For a bowl.
You have one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ray have it.
I have a little too.
If I recline back a little bit, I got like a whole kitchen table right here.
I know.
You need a tablecloth for that.
So we need to fatten him up so you can have
I'm trying.
It's like my microphone stand.
So, yeah, anyway, back to where the Bears are. Oh. We were supposed to have an interview with them this, the show we recorded earlier, but because of some scheduling stuff that came up, they can't meet with, it's Mick Jagger. They can't, we're watching the Olympics, sorry.
Very professional here.
Look at that.
I'm sorry.
Did Nick go, dude, I can do that better than you. Look at him. He's looking at the guy like,
he's
come on.
Doing,
come on, I can do better.
He's dancing like
one
Jagger.
One of the male winners of the races was that they're doing a little dance, and Mick Jagger was looking at him like, really?
What? I can do that better.
So anyway.
Okay.
We're supposed to interview him, but it's going to be a couple weeks. So if you got questions, I think is it Tuesday and Thursday an episode gets released?
I think so.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, there's like a 5-minute episode that gets released. It is a web series. And hopefully we'll talk to them and see where they're going with it. Hopefully they get good enough response, and it might be one of those things kind of like Sanctuary where you, to keep it going, you have to pay and buy the episode. So
Right now he's doing it for free.
I did go to the premiere that we had downtown at George Sports Bar.
How was that?
It's one of the gay bars downtown here in Houston. And they had a big party basically for it. Free hot dogs and drinks were still costly. But they had it up on the screen and it had a really good turnout. Probably at least 80 people, I'd say, showed up.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot.
Pretty good. Well, went with a couple friends and
they've been promoted pretty heavily in the gay rags here.
So. Yeah. Well, they taped a special thing just for Houston people, and three of the members of the show got on and said, you know, thanks for coming out to George's to see the show.
Really? They made a personal video?
Yeah, they made a personal video for Houston people.
And one of the actors in the show, doesn't their partner live here in Houston?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know.
Somebody was telling me that one of the guys, you tell me that one of the guys in softball was one of the people's partners on the show?
No, I don't think so, no.
Somebody was telling me something
somebody
like
else.
That.
Well, we're going to find out if we ever interview them. It would be great.
I thought it was funny. It was very, very short. They're only 6 minutes long, I think.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's going to be, coming out quickly, but short, very short.
Mm-hmm.
And check out the website. The more you click on that, the more they can do. So.
Yeah.
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 I haven't checked the statistics yet, but they're all over Vimeo. They're all over YouTube. So also
on YouTube too.
They're also on YouTube.
Okay.
So wherethebearsare.tv. That's their website.
Because I clicked on the link and it took me to Vimeo, and I couldn't get the audio and the video to sync. It kept messing up, so I'll have to go look at it on YouTube.
I think I had the problem too. And the Bears there are really hot. The one with the CPAP is pretty hot toddy.
I like I guess it's Dorkman or something like that. The one that wakes up and there's the hot muscle bear in his
bed.
That's the one that's got the CPAP.
The one with the CPAP.
Yeah. I thought he was cute. Yeah.
I think his real name's Ben Zook, and I think he was one of the ones we were going to interview.
Oh, cool. Really? You know what? I read somewhere. I think in the magazine that I have that he is in one of the reality shows. I think he's in Reno 911.
He looked familiar, but I didn't.
Yeah, he looks
know
familiar.
Why. I thought he was familiar.
So yeah, we'll find out more, I guess.
I was wondering. I hooked up with him sometime a long time ago.
in some bathroom.
Yeah. Ever do that? Familiar. You're like, you look at a guy after like 4 years later, and you're like, he looks really familiar. That happened to me at a guy in Carl's party. I'm like, that guy looks really familiar. I'm like, oh, I don't know why.
I know
trick.
Why.
Extra.
That's right.
She looks through a hole. A hole like that. Oh, you are familiar. Anyway, okay, so.
No.
What?
Anyway.
I feel like I have to come here and defend my reputation the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
So right now we're watching the Olympics, and some of the things that that came up today that we talked about are games that we would like to have in the Olympics. Okay, so have you guys... do you have any suggestions to the Olympic Committee?
I would like a bear cage.
A bear cage?
It's like...
Like real bear, not like...
No.
You put in a guy inside
the
bear like running
the around. WFC, the kickbox fighting cage?
Oh,
the octagon thing? I like to have that, except have a lid on it. and then you put a bear like me in there with like the doubles,
real Olympians,
yeah, like the double, like all the men's swim teams from all over all the countries, and see who survives.
You and your softcore swim team,
softcore porn, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Softcore. So I think that'd be good. And if you know, and if Lou, and if Luba Oil's involved, even better.
Yeah, I have two suggestions.
Okay,
well, three if you count one real one. I think UFC is probably gonna get in there eventually.
Give the real one.
What's yeah,
the
real that's one? The real one. The UFC.
UFC
guys
really don't killing each other.
Well, all you right. know what? It's got to be better than the freaking boxing that's on there that they try to steal wins away from people and give it to other people that didn't deserve it. That's on every Olympics. It is this boxing problem. Anyway, I think that number one, they should go back to the way it was in ancient times, and all the athletes should be naked.
Amen. And I agree.
Everybody's
and
naked.
I also think that Turkish oil wrestling.
Well, hang on. The exception to be that would be the women discus throwing and weightlifting. Because did you see them
but
girls?
We might finally find out if they have penises.
Well, they might. Yeah, have, they reveal. Might have extended clits bigger than ours. But I don't need to see all that.
Which you have no Lugia's doubt.
We were at a party last night, and they showed the pictures of them last night doing the thing, and everybody was like, "Ooh." I mean, that was like a room gas.
But I'll tell room you what, the men shot putters and Christian Cantwell, I love you. The men shot putters and so the hot. Men discus throwers and all that. That Polish guy that won the discus or not discus the one they swing around real fast. The bowling ball.
The bowling
throw. They swing around on that rope or whatever.
Shot put. No,
that's slingshot. The ball.
Okay.
The slingshot one, yeah.
Okay.
No, that the guy, that Polish guy, it was pretty hot.
I like Chris Cantwell a lot, too.
Well, I've been watching Chris Cantwell for many years now.
So what's your goofy one?
Those were the goofy
ones. Oh, you have the goofy one. Well, I have a goofy one.
You think they're going to add Turkish oil wrestling? That'd be
cool. Okay, that'd be hot if they do it. Okay, well, I do have one. Should be Twinkie eating contests for bears.
Twinkie eating contests.
That's right. All you do is you eat... Twinkie, a
but
bear would eat
but
a Twinkie.
But they're not making Twinkies anymore.
They don't anymore.
I think
so the Twinkie eating contest, you just eat a Twinkie.
It has to be hot dogs.
How do you make a deep fried Twinkie if you don't have regular Twinkies.
I think they're getting rid of them.
What? Mm. Okay, so there's a line of bears eating a Twinkie, just one, and then after 3 minutes, they all measure their sugar, and who has the highest wins. But then. If somebody collapses for, sugar coma, then they automatically win. So, what do you think?
So you meant real Twinkies, not like Twinks.
No, Twinkies. Oh, my
Bears
God.
Bears eating Twinks. Ray likes that. I think he'd be an Olympian if that was the case.
It don't make
if
any more.
If that was the case, I'd be like, I'd have more gold medals than Phelps.
Probably. Ray, the greatest Olympian of all time.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Who nailed the most twinks at the Olympics?
No, that's a game. That's a good. Right. That's a good.
We should try that at next year's Provincetown party.
Well, I didn't score points. Not like that. Some people I know.
Oh, had a good time.
Well, I did an Olympics.
Thank you to all the men that I had a good time seeing.
We still have to show
all the thousands and thousands of men. Yeah, how many had a good time with?
At the
I did some
Olympic
scoring at Costco the other day.
Did you?
Yes. On the Olympic scales, I judged the number of Asians to hot Asian men in the store.
Oh,
because that's always
4.5 you had.
And at 4.5, which out of a 9.5, that's kind of sad.
That is sad.
That, mm-hmm. Very sad.
Wow, your standards are going up.
Race standards going up.
Always has hot standards.
Have you?
Okay. Oh God! But anyway,
there's some that are there just for fun. That's all they are.
But they don't count.
No,
in the scoring.
No, because they're just there for fun.
Oh, okay.
It's just like tea and cakes, It's there for fun.
Anyway, so Dave, tell us about Song Pop.
Oh God, Song Pop! I'm addicted.
Mm-bop.
I haven't.
By
I'm
the
only
Hansons.
Playing it right now.
So
on
the
my,
Hansons.
The one.
Song Pop.
Yeah, Mm-bop, Song Pop. Song Pop. Okay. I haven't had that song come up yet. Well, Maynard and I play a game called Draw Something, which some of you probably play. And it's kind of set up the same way.
Do you draw penises?
Where you actually play with one other person on your Facebook list. But it's a snippet of a song, and couple multiple choices of which either artist sings it or the name of the song. And you have to click it as fast as you can. The faster you do, the better you do. And then it's just five quick songs. And then you send it off to the other person. And the other person has to try to beat your score. And then they pick a category. And there's all different categories. Country, rock, 70s, disco, whatever.
So they time you.
Well, it's timed in that you're trying to beat the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's timed on the song. Once the song ends, you get a zero for that song.
Oh, okay.
So it's just five quick songs, and then you send it off, and then you play it back and forth, just like draw something. You just
it's
play back
similar to those games in bars when they give you
very similar to that.
And then there's a screen, and then you.
It's similar to that. It's just more trivia. Personal because you're playing against your friends all the time, and
okay.
You can play a whole bunch of people at the same time and just keep sending them back and forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll never get any work. I would never get any work done playing this at work.
I bet.
Because I would do this all day. I love it. It's fun.
I should try it. I should download it. Is it only on iOS right now?
I don't know if he watches this or not, but I have a friend, Malcolm Lee, in D.C., who is right now kicking my butt. And I'm good at this. He's 10-0 against me right now.
Really?
Last week I was a lot better. We were pretty even. But this week he's married to a DJ, the guy that does the Bear Happy Hour in DC. They're married, Christian.
Unfair advantage.
And they both are big music fans, and Malcolm's just kicking my butt right now. Okay. I have to get him to watch this. This is funny.
Yeah, speaking of Malcolm's, didn't you have something to say about
Malcolm
Ingram
from episode 428.
I don't know what to say about Malcolm Ingram. We've had we've contacted each other a few times, I should say, online, and sometimes it's friendly and sometimes it's real nasty, kind of. And I remember you mentioned that he was up on his balcony like a Vita on the show, and he said something about. Some people getting mad about that. I think he was referring to one of the emails I sent him that week.
Maybe that's you.
I was pretty drunk, and I sent him a kind of a message like I saw you today up on your balcony looking down on all those peons, and he wrote back something like, "How am I supposed to respond to that?" And I was like, I don't know if I wrote him back, and I kind of felt bad and actually apologized to him later. But this is. What I want to say about Malcolm is I think he's a very talented filmmaker. I really like his movies. And mm-hmm. because of that, I've always wanted to help him with his movies. And I actually did last week. But I also feel like, you know, I tried to help him on the podcast a couple months ago when he was first getting Continental started up. And he kind of blew off, you know, all the help I tried to give him to get on the podcast. I don't know. I just feel he's either lazy or just kind of.
Okay.
I don't know the right. Now you're feeling uncomfortable because I'm talking about Malcolm.
Uh huh.
This is a podcast. I think Malcolm would agree, even knowing how he is on his podcast, mm-hmm. that you lay it all out there on a podcast. And I think he's a good guy. I just sometimes I think we have a personality conflict, maybe. And, you know, we don't know each other at all. I'm talking like,
well,
we're friends. We're not.
My encounters with him has always been pleasant. Well, yeah. It's always usually because of
his chatting.
I
never understood his whole, like, he always wants to, like, kind of stay away from the whole bear community and not interact much with the bear community.
Yeah,
he does
his thing.
He does his movies, like Bear Nation and stuff, yet he's not. He doesn't seem to really be a part of the community that much, and I don't understand it.
Well, come to think of it, there are a lot of bears right out there who do not want to be too identified with the bear community.
That's true. He did a movie called Bear Nation. You know, it's like he made money off of the bear community.
He's documenting it, I guess.
That's fair, I guess. He doesn't have to be a member of the bear community to make a movie about it, but. I don't know. It's always been a little sarcastic kind of back and forth between us, and I just was always been trying to be friendly, and I feel rebuffed a little. I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't like your type of friendliness.
That could be. I always feel like he thinks I have an ulterior motive, and I don't understand.
Maybe you do.
I do. I don't know. That's the problem. I've always just tried to be helpful. I thought, and I don't know. I get a weird reaction back.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just drunk all the time. But yeah, I'm surprised you guys didn't talk about this. He ended Blowhard. He's no longer doing his podcast, and supposedly he's doing another podcast on a different. He's not with Smodcast anymore, which is Kevin Smith's network of podcasts.
Maybe he got tired of it, I guess.
But no, he's doing another podcast.
Oh, no, wait. He's doing this because he's, I guess he's really busy right now with the Continental. I think that's the reason why he stopped.
But why is he starting another podcast then?
Did he really start one now?
From what I understand, he's doing another one on a different network called, like, Cooking with Malcolm Ingram or something.
Really?
That's what I heard. Oh, my God. I have not seen it yet, so I can't tell you if it's very true or not.
Okay, we'll ask Malcolm.
Our friend in Pennsylvania who runs Drench Fur said that to me.
Oh, okay. So it's he said, she said. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're keeping it real on the Bear Podcast.
Well, or Gary's been saying a lot on Facebook, so you know.
I know.
Gary. Gary's a Facebooker. Yeah. Kind of like me.
Gary from Erie.
Hey, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
I'm sure he'll watch this and laugh.
We'll make him watch
this. He's gonna laugh at this last one. That's funny.
We'll talk about it. You know what we did at Drench Fur?
You know what Gary did at Drench Fur?
Malcolm would be happy that I just kind of did that in a way. I don't know why.
Probably not.
I don't know. I get the feeling he's more about like keeping it real than he is about people blowing smoke up his ass. I think that's part of what his problem is with me. He thinks I was that kind of guy, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it depends on how you communicate with them. I don't know.
You know, and it could be that. It's hard sometimes with email, and I know you want to get off this topic, but it's hard sometimes with email and texting or whatever, 411-ing it. I'm sorry, I mentioned the 401.
That's it, you're out.
You're out. I got to leave now.
Give me your mic.
But, you know, sometimes what you write comes across differently than you meant it to the other person. And, you know, for that, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's been playing with their Sharpie.
But anyway, let's move on, guys. Come on. Not enough about Malcolm. So, yeah, we'll talk to him when he comes up. I'll give him this. When he reaches his goal. Let's see what happens.
How I love and hate him at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. So, first the gay. Ray, this is pretty long.
I got it handled.
Cool. Okay, good. Ray's got it.
It's not going to be any more long-winded than Dave is. So, okay. So, our gay for this week is, are gay Olympians just better athletes?
I tend to think so.
The medal count says yes.
Oh, really?
All right, and this is from OutSports. We at OutSports have identified 104 openly gay and lesbian Summer Olympians over the years. Some of them were out while competing. Others came out after the games. An astonishing 53 of them, over 50%, have won a medal. That's an incredible percentage as far as exceeds the average of all athletes who have taken home Olympic hardware. This year, we may be paced for similar performance. There are 23 publicly out Olympians we know of in London, though the number creeps growing. Well, you know, Growler did go down when the Olympics started running.
Yeah, that's right. So you could tell that there's so many gays.
Already two out athletes, German cyclist Judith Arnett and American tennis player Lisa Ramon, won a bronze. And while a number of the Olympians have been eliminated from competitions, many others are posed for a medal.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Raymond is a name that you should be familiar with.
Well, I said Lisa Raymond.
Your name is Ray.
Well, I said Lisa Raymond.
Okay.
Okay, Lisa Ray.
Okay. But I said Lisa Raymond as I picked my eyes, caught up. My eyes are growing bad. I need new glasses. If someone wants to contribute, send them to Ray. Send contributions to Ray at PayPal. No.
Oh, really?
So, anyway. So, Megan Rapinoe, is that how you say her name?
Rapinoe.
Of the soccer team. She's been a strong performer so far. Simone, how do you say her last name?
Augustus. Augustus,
Augie?
Willy Wonka. The one who fell in the chocolate.
Oh, okay. Simone Augustus.
Wait, Augustus.
She's on the basketball team.
I wonder what he grew up to look like.
So
Chubby Bear.
Yeah.
Let's see. While straight men are falling in love with the Dutch field hockey team, at least four of them are lesbians. So you know, you got lesbians on the hockey team. A lot of the gay are women. Have y'all noticed that?
Yeah, all.
Anyway, there are two handballers, Masaya Pessoa of Brazil and Alexandra Lacrobeer. Lacrobeer of France are into the semifinals with their teams. There's Esquire riders Carl Hester and Edward Gall are each supposed to win a medal in the team dressage. Is that how you say it? Sorry, y'all. I'm tired. I can't read. And there's Matthew Mitchum, who dives at the end of this week. Though he's defending gold medalist in the 10-meter platform, he's in an uphill climb due to injuries over the last year. Still, Usain Bolt proved a champion has a way of rising to the challenge of the big on the biggest stages. So,
You probably know who Matthew Mitchum looks like, don't you?
I will hear in a little bit because I've been watching the diving stuff.
I thought you knew all the divers
towards the end of the,
They keep comparing Troy Dumont.
Dumais.
How do you say his name? To Greg Louganis. And because they have almost the same winnings.
I think Troy's straight, though, don't you think?
I think so.
I heard him talk. Not that that matters, but
now Tim Daly, the little English boy. Oh my God, he's got to be gay. So
straight to the next block.
Isn't Tim Daly the one that what's his name? Jumped off the dive with the British. Oh my God,
jumped off the messing. What?
He jumped off the dive in that funny sports show. The one that was that won the Oscar or the Tony Award. What's his name?
Huh?
The British comedian who does plays.
Oh, won the Tony two Award. Governors?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
I did too. This is crazy.
Oh, we had them in the
I love him. They dove off a dive. They were both wearing Speedos together. They didn't dive. They jumped. But that's the one he jumped with.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got to see that.
Well, he's yeah. Oh, that oh my God.
So, see, we both had something to look at on that episode.
Okay.
Right. Right. Exactly. See that.
All right. He's a cute
bear. You know, they're talking about all the gays, and most of these are lesbian athletes. I wonder where all the men are. They just ain't come out yet. That's okay, Oscar. Come out.
Well, Greg Louganis has been there with all the divers. He's been.
Way they out keep showing. They keep showing his. Well, he's been way out, but they're talking about people this year.
Yeah.
So. But the whole thing is that gays and lesbians are just better athletes than their straight counterparts. For whatever reason, it's in our genes. Maybe it's that dominant right side brain or something.
Maybe.
You know? Yeah, or a left side brain in the maybe that's why all these lesbians are left brainer. Brains, and that's a hint from the last show. So go back and watch it.
Gay.
In our genes to jump higher, kick harder, and run faster than the straights. At some point after the games, the medal tally for gay and lesbian Olympians in these games will increase. We know of other athletes and they're winning medals. Given over half of the gay and lesbian Olympians we know are just medal winners, surely it just means that we are just better at sports. Or not. Whatever reason, the Olympians in London are succeeding at a high level. Let's hope they keep it up. So, and you can find this on
SB Nation,
London Olympics.
Okay. What do you think as our as the person on this chair that's still actually playing sports these days?
I think
I participate
by the percentage of gay people in our softball league. Yes, there's a lot. Well, for one thing, it's a gay softball league.
So. Are there more lesbians and
straight? Well, there are lots of guys. There, I would say there are more guys actually, but there are lots of lesbians.
I don't know if I agree with that article. I think it was tongue in cheek, but growing up playing sports all my life, and playing against people who were clearly gay and are out now, that couldn't hit a baseball to save their life. I don't know if I agree.
You know, actually,
I
think it was 2009 when we had a bear wrestler here in the house. We interviewed him for the last episode of 2009. Remember, John?
He's not a wrestler. He's a
weightlifter. Powerlifter.
Powerlifter.
He's a powerlifter. He can actually lift me with his pinky.
He's a just big took it right up Maynard's butt and went right up to the ceiling.
Yeah, that's right. He just pinked my butt like that.
And Maynard's like,
and while interviewing with the microphone, doing that too. Anyway, he's a cute bear, and he competes against straight people, and it pisses the straight people off that they would find out that he's gay, and he's beating them all. So
lightning hit Maynard's AC; it's not working anymore.
I was just gonna say. Oh, I thought you just fixed your AC.
It's fixed.
Oh, I was gonna
anyway, so let's move on to.
He is Asian, so he's running a sweatshop.
Yeah,
well,
do turn it on, it's gonna be picked up in.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Okay, fine. If you really have to, come on. Right. Okay, let's move on, guys. Let's move on. We're running out of time.
Okay.
So, The geek. Here's the geek. Apple cutting one more tie to Google, ditching YouTube in iOS 6, which is coming up, I think, next month or 2 months from now. So the latest iOS beta holds a bit of a surprise. No built-in YouTube application. So iOS 6 beta 4, released on Monday, is available as an update for registered iOS developers. In a statement, Apple told Wired, our license to include the YouTube app in iOS has ended, and customers can use YouTube in the Safari browser, and Google is working on a new YouTube app to be on the App Store. So it works well anyway. If you go YouTube.com or m.youtube.com in your Safari browser on your iPhone, it works anyway. So why bother use the app? Because there's an app for YouTube, and you can just go to
Safari. So next time I do an update on my iPhone, it'll go away?
Yes, it might. I think it's going to go away. That is, if you still stay with 3GS. I think 3GS would still have iOS 6, I think. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's one less application I have to see on my iPhone. So
yeah,
which is good. Okay, now for the bizarre.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay,
biologist Juliano Tupan discovered a rare species of wee animal in the Amazon that looks quite happy to see him. It's an exciting discovery for science and arousing news for the interweb.
Who's the writer of this article? My awesome. God.
Who couldn't stop giggling because the animal named, oh yeah, Atrato-Choana azalpi?
Atro-Aconda.
Yeah, something. Looks just like a penis.
Mm-hmm.
Expert demurely called it the flappy snake, but it was quickly renamed the manaconda by the sun.
Oh,
trouser snake and penis snake by others.
Oh, that's lame. Okay.
They stopped sniggering long enough to learn that the animal is actually not a snake, but rather a type of Sicilian. Sicilian? That doesn't sound right. Caecilian. Caecilian. A limbless and blind amphibian that is thought to be aquatic and lacks lungs. It breathes through its skin instead. So, when you get a chance, go down there and play with the...
And they found it because they were damming up a river in Amazon and they were draining it. And here they were. Here the big old penises were flopping around at the bottom.
Oh, my God.
I saw it. I didn't pull up the picture. I saw, like, the little picture.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
If you go to the link, you can see the picture, and they got a bunch of.
Put that up on the website.
Yeah, so there. Mm-hmm. It looks like a penis. I'm sure some gay man would get a hold of one as his pet and start ramming it.
Oh God, no! I hope not. It'll kill you.
He'd be like, "Ooh, ooh, ooh!" Catch the hamster!
Oh God! I think some of these Olympic runners have those in their pants.
Oh my God! Look like that one.
Jesus Christ.
Do not wear yellow. Yellow makes it so... Well, for some people, it would be good, I guess. For Ray, it would be good.
I'm surprised Usain Bolt can run so fast, actually.
Well, he's got three legs. The other
I know. Maybe that's it. Yeah.
He's got three legs.
Shit gets in the way, you know?
It must be advertising. Is it going through up to his knee or something?
At least.
That must be hard to run with. Gosh. But anyway, okay, so what else is going to happen this week? So Ray's going to be moving.
I'll be packing still. Hopefully I'll get rid of some of my stuff and get it to over to...
the new house?
No, not the new house, but Goodwill, so I can get rid of it.
Oh, okay. So.
I got to go to San Diego. Maybe I'll go find the 619 Podcast Bears.
Oh, okay.
Say hi to them. I'll do their podcast with them, too.
Yeah,
I'll just go whore myself out to all the podcasts in the world. Malcolm probably won't have me on his after this one.
You can go meet them at PEX.
Is that where they are?
When I was there at PEX last year, I didn't see any of them. I didn't see Brian or anything.
Okay. You know those guys? I never met any of them.
I met JP briefly in Comic-Con last year.
Oh, cool.
And I met Brian years ago in TBRU, so.
Cool.
I know them. Also, Vito, many years ago, he was in the
show. Yeah, let me know. I'll give my friend Carl.
Carl?
Is he still in London?
No, he's back. No.
He's back
now?
He's
a little Asian chaser, but he's a great guy.
Oh, I'm actually going to see my friend is a bartender for our gang eatery, which is Rich Sweeney, who's the bear on Top Chef a number of seasons ago. He is there. I grew up with Terrence and his whole family, so we're going to get dinner. So that's cool.
Yeah. You can go to the Bear Eatery while you're out there.
The Bear Eatery, huh?
What's the name of that place again, Maynard? I can't remember. Brian's.
Brennan's.
No, Brian's. I think it's Brian's American Eatery.
Where is that? In
Atlanta? It's in San Diego.
San Diego?
Yes. It's where all the bears go and eat.
I don't know about that. That's where they eat? I don't know.
So, well, I told you to go there when you went out there last year.
Yeah, Mike and I were too busy. Either we're... I was busy at Comic-Con, either that, or Mike and I would go to the beach, at the nude beach.
Oh, good Lord.
There's a new beach in San Diego?
Yeah, Black's Beach.
Yeah, Black's Beach.
I've never been.
Is it really nude? I didn't see anyone nude. Oh, did I? I can't remember. It was in the afternoon, like 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. So, yeah. I like to go back again. So you're planning to go next year, right?
Maybe. Right. If the funds are there, we'll see.
Are you going to get a press pass or something?
Probably. Oh. I'll try to.
So. Comic-Con?
Comic-Con.
Never been.
You should go. Awesome. It's fun.
It's a bear. It's a big bear run.
Is it?
It's like a bear run.
Really? But they're straight. Right?
Not well, really.
Not really. Not all of them.
Well, they're geeks, so.
Yeah.
Geeks and gays.
Some of them haven't figured it out yet, but you can. You know, I don't think it takes much.
About their sexuality.
Because there's a whole group that come down for that just to go see how many of them they can hook up with the supposedly straight bears.
Oh.
And it's a competition.
Wow. In on that's that competition. So.
That could be a new Olympic event.
Chase the straight bears.
How many straight bears can you turn in a weekend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so, well, running out of time.
See, so he was happy. His village is not going to be destroyed in the Dominican.
Because he played. Because
he won.
What? He won?
Okay. You know, I did want to mention one other thing, and it's good because it's right on topic. Obviously, when I come on, the podcast always runs long for some strange reason.
Well, no,
I will
actually,
say this.
The more people, the longer it
goes. That's true. Yeah. I am long-winded, as we know. But I will say this. I watched the seventh anniversary episode on the way here on the plane. Okay. And the top five episodes, I've been on the podcast, what, 3 times before? 2 of those podcasts were with me. That's all I'm saying. So out of the top 5 episodes out of, what, 52 episodes last year, 2 of the 5 I was in.
That's just because if you're in town, you show up.
Well, I'm always here. I'm always there. I'm just not always on the episodes. But 2 of the 5 I was on.
You're our mascot.
The only ones, I mean, I think it matters if Ray is on too, because the one we did, just the two of us, not as many hits, I guess.
Yeah. It's all.
That was a good one too. I rewatched that. It was a funny episode.
I like that was the next time we should play a contest. That's what I did with them. We did a contest, a Star Wars contest.
Oh, the Star Wars contest. Yeah, we should do that contest.
Yeah, we're gonna do something.
I need to redeem myself.
Maybe a Star Trek contest. How's that?
Do that with him because I will fail that.
Oh my god, really? Okay.
I'm not good at Star Trek.
I'll mix it up. I'll make you pick.
You guys dragged me that Star Trek thing the other day. It was actually really good, but
he was sleeping. He fell asleep on the Next Generation.
They totally missed the whole all the guys that were dressed up in uniforms walking out.
I didn't get to see any
guys in uniform.
There are guys in Star Trek uniforms there.
I didn't see that
night in the same row that I was sitting on, because they got up in between the episodes and went and got some stuff, and then they come back.
I was enamored with the guy that was about 5 seats down on our right from us, who was so hot. Mm-hmm. That guy got up and walked past us a number of times. I almost followed him a few times just to see where he went.
When he walked by, when he was
AC, he walked by and
that guy was really hot though. I think he was straight, but
Anyway, guys, we gotta go because
we
have to go. It's he's
right. Because Manny's got to get ready for his little softball thing he's doing.
Yeah,
whatever.
All right. So
you get a gold medal if you win,
maybe,
or you get a gold dildo.
A golden dildo. We might win that.
That'd be funny.
With a big ball.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at
206-222-2327 or 206-222-BEAR, BEAR.
Yes.
Good.
Very good. Well, you get a gold star.
Do I?
Subscribe by iTunes and YouTube, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com.
No shout-outs?
No shout-outs. Oh, shout-outs. We have shout-outs this week. Shout-out to to my team, Dirty, and I hope we all win. By the time this goes out, it'll be next week, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I really wanted to go. There's a friend of mine.
I thought you were going to go.
I can't get off. I was going to, but... Yeah. I only have one day off this weekend, and then my days off change.
When is Gummy Bear Butt coming?
Well, that's the other reason I can't go. My shout out is Gummy Bear Butt.
Gummy Bear Butt.
Betty White.
My friend Barry is coming to visit me.
Aww. Betty White.
We're officially seeing each other.
Wow.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you going to FaceTime each other now?
He doesn't have an iPhone.
Oh, okay.
So. Well, and you're dating him? I mean, come on, man.
What's wrong with you?
What's your
I've broken two of my major rules to do this.
Occupation.
Which Sean is it?
Yeah. Location.
Location.
We live far away from each other, so we're going to see how it goes. But so far, so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, this just makes their heart grow fonder. Just kept Maynard and Mike together for 10 years.
Me and Mike.
I guarantee when one of them retires and they move in together, it will be over.
Really?
Because they'd have to put up with each other's shit every day.
I don't know about that.
We'll see. How about you, any shout outs on your side?
Shout out to Gene. Thank you for letting us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Gene, for hosting
Julio's birthday party. Yeah, and shout out to a friend of yours, John C., for having me over last week.
Okay.
For cards. And who else? Is there anybody else? Oh, yeah. Oscar from the Olympics, the South American, the hot South American.
God, the story. Yeah, he's watching this show, definitely.
You never know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Just never know.
We'll send him the link.
Okay. Happy birthday, Julio.
Yep. Happy birthday, Julio.
Happy 15th something.
15th anniversary.
Well, I gave him a Quintanilla card, and it said happy 15th birthday. And I marked out between the two E's and put I-E-T and then added H something, 50th something.
I think he's older than that.
I thought he was perpetually 39.
Yeah.
In his mind.
In his mind.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Why? Now, why should y'all dude it up and everybody else half naked running around out there?
Huh? I should be wearing shorts also.
Why just get naked.
No shoe policy in the house.
Bear podcast 4:30.
Sorry. Oh my god! Oh my god! It's 4:30! It's 4:30!